This is Cook County Middle School News.
Now, here's a couple questions. Do we want it to be square? Do we want it to be rectangular?
Square.
Can we
circle?
You can make a circle box.
That'll work.
Okay, if it's perfectly square, are all four sides gonna be exactly the same?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
No.
Depends.
Yes.
No.
It's a perfect square. It's
okay.
A cube.
Okay.
Well,
if it's a perfect square.
Where it's like here, here, and then there's one here, and then another one.
So it depends on how you join them together.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Sam West, Cook County Middle School Industrial Tech teacher. With the end of the quarter, I'm about to get another new group of middle school students as part of our exploratory classes. Middle school industrial tech is about getting a chance to work with tools, work with your hands, to build and to create. It's the beginning of the design process that hopefully students will carry all the way through their high school experience in industrial tech.
We already got a different thing going.
Yeah, I know, and you'll be able to finish that as well.
Okay.
Yep. So back this up. I'm gonna run this through. This is my fence here, right? This becomes material for sides.
One of the fun things we've tried this year is working with mini lathes and turning projects at the middle school level. We use the lathes to get the kids practicing turning. They've made small spindles and mini bats. Hopefully this will pique their interest and they can take that onto more advanced projects as they get into the high school level. Middle school kids are creative and energetic, and they're excited about getting into a class where they actually get to get up and move around and work with their hands. I really enjoy that.
What about a rectangle?
I think there's a lot of value in having a class where kids get to work with their hands and get to be creative. And industrial tech is a unique program at Cook County Middle School. Thanks for listening to Cook County Middle School News.